This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. In Essays After 80, published last year, the former U.S. poet laureate Donald Hall laments that, like testosterone, poetry has abandoned him. Poetry, he writes, is too sensual, even sexual, for a man of his age. He's still writing, though, every day at the farmhouse in Wilmot, New Hampshire, where his grandparents once lived. And this Friday, songs based on his poems will debut at Proctor Academy just down the road. That's Gold, one of eight poems that make up a song cycle called Mortality Mansions by Grammy-winning composer and librettist Herschel Garfein. The tenor Michael Slattery and pianist Dimitri Dover will perform the cycle for the first time on stage at Proctor's Norris Family Theater. Garfein chose the title, Mortality Mansions, from a poem which revels in carnality.
Donald Hall has this unique ability to celebrate sexual love in a way that's really profound. In a poem of his called When I Was Young, in which he reaches the age of 60 and he looks back upon his sexual life and realizes that his sexual ardor is undiminished. And he says, "Let us pull back the blanket, slide off our blue jeans, assume familiar positions, and celebrate lust in mortality mansions." It's a loving statement and a sort of enthusiastic paean to sexuality, and it also recognizes that in the background is one's own mortality.
The shadow of loss may loom over his poems, but when I visited Donald Hall with my colleague Sarah Plourd, we found him spirited and funny.
One thing I warn you about. I tend to give 10-minute answers.
Oh, no.
So start with a good question.
Bad legs and a weak heart have Donald Hall mostly confined to a blue armchair set by the window. We talked while his cat Louise circled and trucks rumbled by on Route 24 about his writing process and the poems included in Mortality Mansions.
A work of art or a poem is no good if it goes all in one direction. It has to contradict itself. There is no love without hate, without anger, no hate without love. And in human life, in human feeling, in the human psyche. And I have several times written a poem which I thought, no, that can't be any good because it all goes in one direction.
That's why many of his poems, like Gold, which we heard adapted into music earlier, take an unexpected turn.
It's very loving, I think, and I thought when I was finished it was all one direction, and then I realized that at the end of the poem it managed to kill us off.
Donald Hall is a master of the twist. In Death Work, the title is a nod to Life Work, his meditation on the gratification of his calling, writing, so distinct from the toil and labor of his ancestors. The memoir was published in 1993 when Hall was facing a second bout with cancer. He went into remission. It was his wife, the poet Jane Kenyon, who was diagnosed with leukemia and died 15 months after. The rage and grief of caring for her during her deteriorating illness and death are distilled in a collection called Without.
My wife, 19 years younger than me, died at age 47. I am now 87. It's ridiculous. But my work has been to write about her as if I were doing something about her death. When your love dies, what are you going to do about it? Nothing, of course. But for 2 hours a day, 5 years after she died, I worked on poems about her, her sickness, and her death. And that was as if it were true, doing something about it.
Death Work, written years after her death, is one of Hall's most experimental poems. The subject I is removed, turning it into a widower's joyless list of tasks, from walking the dog to nuking a frozen dinner.
Death work. Wake when dog whimpers, prick finger, inject insulin, glue teeth in, smoke cigarette, shudder and fret, feed old dog, write syllabic on self-pity, get Boston Globe, drink coffee, eat bagel, read at nervous speed, smoke cigarette. Never forget to measure oneself against Job. Drag out afternoon, walk dog, don't write, turn off light, smoke cigarette, watching sunset, wait for the f***ing moon. Nuke lasagna, pace and curse, for solitude
get Boston Globe, drink coffee, eat bagel, read at nervous speed, smoke cigarette, never forget to measure oneself against Job.
Composer Herschel Garfein won a Grammy for writing the libretto to an opera based on Sinclair Lewis's novel Elmer Gantry. So it is not the first time he's found inspiration in the works of a great writer.
It's hard for me to find words that I really love, that I really find perfectly adaptable to music, but in Don's work I did. I mean, there's this rhythmic vitality to the way that the words flow, and also this incredible attention that he must pay, either consciously or unconsciously, to just the sound of words. And I find that in setting that to music, it all just comes true. It's marvelous. I found like I had to do very little honestly.
Nuke, lasagna, pace and curse, for solitude's support, drink Taylor's port.
It's also not the first time Hall's work has been set to music. The Guggenheim Museum commissioned the likes of Milton Babbitt, Charles Warrenin, and other top-shelf composers to write songs, which were performed at the museum in 2009. Donald Hall was there and remembered being asked on stage about his opinions of and connection to music.
And I said, I am absolutely and utterly stupid and without any knowledge whatsoever. The composers loved it. They all stood up and applauded.
Did you like the result, though? When it was
there was one in particular that I did like, in an opera singer singing. And one word at the end was poet. And she just kept looking at me and saying, oh, oh, oh. My sense of music is like my sense of tune.
Yeah. Essays After 80 and the Selected Poems of Donald Hall were both published last year. Mortality Mansions, Herschel Garfein's song cycle set to Hall's poems and performed by vocalist Michael Slattery and pianist Dimitri Dover, debuts at Proctor Academy on Friday night. And while we were visiting, we recorded a 10-minute writer's workshop with Donald Hall that'll be released on our podcast in the coming weeks. There's more information on Donald Hall's work, the performance, and the 10-minute writer's workshop at wordofmouthradio.org.
Tiny, identical.